God. Where is it? Where it is. Okay. Thank you. I can be taught. Amen. He's been teaching me. And if I'm seeing this right, I'm going to say it like I'm seeing it, and I'm going to believe we're all going to see it, okay? Man, where'd you all come from? You all slipped in while we were worshiping or something. I only met about half of you before we started. Praise God. Good to see y'all. I spoke. Who was there Thursday night? We had a meeting Thursday night. Some of this is springing off of that. You guys were there, Wade and Rebecca. It was clear, and I feel like the Lord's been speaking that to me ever since Thursday, and that it's even, there's more there. So I'm going to go where we were Thursday. So if you were there Thursday, you just get seconds and just get in there. Amen? And I'm really, really excited. Who knows that if you've been a Christian any length of time, you heard phrases like this. Well, you know, I was in there and I prayed in the room, but there's a lot of negativity and it was pretty doubtful in there. And, you know, it's just messed up atmosphere. So, but I prayed, you know, but it was pretty negative. Who's heard that scenario? Like dozens of times. True? Well, you know, I prayed, but they were really full of unbelief. And I mean, they, you know, they prayed too and they were crying, but you could just tell there wasn't any faith in their heart. Who's heard that? Okay, I'm here to challenge all that tonight by the Holy Ghost through the Word, because the Word is spirit and life. Okay, and I'm gonna just pour out my heart and show you that Jesus ministered in the realm of unbelief all the time. All the time, and he told us to follow him. Here's the problem. We let how we think and how others think determine the perspective we pray from, and we're to be looking through his eyes and coming from his shoes. We need to be praying from the perspective of the King, the Christ.